It's Saturday, September the 11th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, a new government in Lebanon and a shake-up to Apple's App Store. First, the week in brief. A federal judge in California ruled that Apple can no longer prohibit app developers from seeking customers' direct payment for in-app purchases. The judgment was a victory for Epic Games, which makes Fortnite a popular video game. The iPhone maker charges commissions of up to 30% on such transactions, a levy that critics say is anti-competitive. Joe Biden marked the 20th anniversary of 9/11, saying that the events of that day had proved the, quote, unity of the American people. The president also paid tribute to the 2,977 people who died in the attacks and the emergency workers that responded. Later today, Mr. Biden will visit Ground Zero, the Pentagon, and Shanksville, Pennsylvania, all scenes of carnage on this day in 2001. Gazprom, the Kremlin-backed energy firm, said it had completed construction of the Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline from Russia to Germany. The project will have to undergo technical testing, which could take several months, before it becomes operational. America heatedly opposed the pipeline, arguing that it will increase European reliance on Russian energy and, by bypassing Ukraine, leave that country vulnerable to Russian pressure. A new government was formed in Lebanon, led by Najib Mikati, the country's richest man, ending 13 months of political deadlock. The previous administration quit days after an explosion ripped through Beirut's port last year, a disaster largely blamed on government incompetence and corruption. Mr. Mikati's intray is daunting. The currency has all but collapsed, and three-quarters of the population live below the poverty line. The African Union suspended Guinea from its, quote, activities and decision-making bodies after a coup in the West African country last Sunday. The president, Alpha Condé, was arrested as elements of the military seized power. The Economic Community of West African States, a regional body which suspended Guinea yesterday, said it will send a mission there to evaluate the situation. America's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released a study showing that Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine was 95% effective at preventing hospitalization, compared with 80% for Pfizer-BioNTech's and 60% for Johnson & Johnson's. A separate study demonstrated that unvaccinated people were 11 times more likely to die of the disease than those who were fully jabbed. China lobbied Australia to help it join the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, a major regional trade pact, despite fraying relations between the countries. Last May, China showered sanctions on Australia after it called for an international investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Now, to butter the country up, China has emphasised the benefits of existing trade deals. And word of the week. Cuddlemuddle. Noun. A German word meaning total chaos. Cynics might use it to describe the country's muddled approach to foreign policy. Its military deployment in Afghanistan may have been motivated by Weltschmerz, sadness about the injustices of the world, but the withdrawal has left a bitter taste in Germans' mouths in the run-up to federal elections this month.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget.
Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.